Hello, everyone. My radio name is Wes Nessman.
I'm Bruce Covington.
And our guest is comedian Jason Emel.
Hey, how's it going?
What are you doing there, guy? It's been a minute, huh?
I know, right? Well, I've been doing stand-up comedy. I've been getting into some computer programming, and I've also been getting into stand-up comedy in VR.
All right. Oh, also sounds like you've been getting into some meth. You're
He's really excited this morning.
Really fast talker right there.
You remember that from back in the day, though, man. That was quick.
Well, no. Let me tell you what I remember from back in the day. Now, I've known Jason longer than I've known Chrissy, much longer.
Yep.
I knew Jason from the Freaky Tiki actually before we even started the Laugh Off when we were just doing comedy. And Jason's act consisted of him telling a joke and then his sister yelling at him.
And then he
would yell back at her.
Oh, the good old days, man.
Now, Is she okay?
Yeah, she's great.
Does she go to meetings now?
Oh, she is completely different. She has a baby now. It's awesome.
I mean, that was the whole thing.
Okay.
It was great.
Now, was it really planned or did it just happen?
It was like some kind of like organized chaos, man.
Yeah.
That we just kind of rolled with. I mean, it was fun.
Did she yell at you off of the stage?
All
the time. She was sitting like four or five booths away. She was like a heckler.
Oh.
But it didn't take us long to figure out it was his sister.
Part of the act.
So rather than us tell her to be quiet, we were just
let it go.
This is your sister. You deal with this bullshit.
Well, you know what? At least she was there to support.
Exactly, dude. She was always very supportive with that. She used to come to all my shows, dude. It was great.
Just to talk shit.
Exactly. What more is an older sister for, right?
It was some very, very, very funny stuff. So how you been keeping yourself? You been doing games and all that good stuff?
Yes, sir. And then, like I said before, I've been doing stand-up comedy in VR, like virtual reality with the headset.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting how it goes.
She mentioned that back during the pandemic, but you're actually
doing it. It's the same people.
It's the same people. Failed to render.
It's the same group of people that I was going to do that with.
How does it work?
Okay, so you go in, and then you get the VR headset, and then they use two different applications, actually. One of them's called MetaQuest, and it's ran through Facebook. The one that they use a lot is VR chat.
Right.
So you go in there, and then they have a whole team. They have everything. Shout out Kyle Render. Shout out Talon. Everybody. They have the whole developmental process. They record all
Kyle's
of your
okay,
sets.
Kyle's okay, though. Talon's a bit of a dick. But anyways, go ahead.
But it's pretty great because it doesn't have any limit or anything to where you're at, because there's people from all over the world. They have people from the UK, they have people from Canada and everywhere, dude. And it fills up. It gets 50, 60 people every single time I'm in there.
Well, you know, that's right there is actually a good turnout for a normal comedy
club. You
gotta
leave your house. It's pretty awesome, actually.
Are we seeing an avatar of you, or you really you?
No, you see an avatar of me.
What does yours look like?
I'm Perry the Platypus.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
Perry the Platypus does jokes. Now, do you do platypus-related humor, or do you do Jason's act as a platypus?
I do Jason's act as a platypus.
Very good. This is good. I love this. What do you think Wes's avatar would be?
Yeah, what would your avatar be?
I'd be a gorilla. It wouldn't be funny.
He already knows.
I couldn't do this. I could never do you guys do, because the minute I see somebody not paying attention, my shit's thrown.
You think you would lose your cool?
It's just thrown. It's terrible.
It happens.
I've manhandled people at comedy shows. I think you would just walk
off the stage and hurt them if they weren't laughing?
Yeah, didn't it just be an avatar there with its eyes going side to side like the walk like an Egyptian video? That's it, just me looking around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are there avatars of the audience too?
Yes, everybody's in there. Everybody has their own avatar and everything like that, and they have it set up. They actually have two different clubs. They have what they call the Brainwash, shout out Pablo, which is a base... It's based off of a real-life comedy club, I believe, in California.
Yeah.
And then they also have the Failed to Render Comedy Club, which is like more of a traditional type of a theater.
Okay, now, what would you say are the major differences between walking into a club and doing this and doing it online? Have you had to alter anything you do?
You could be naked. That's yeah, you can, yeah,
exactly. Exactly. You can do whatever you want. I can sit down. It's great.
Yeah.
The one thing that's really noticeable about it that you don't really think about is the issue with like voice latency and everything like that, because it takes a second for them to hear it. So you don't have the instant gratification of the laugh. So you have one, two, three, and the whole time for you
that's
to think.
That's exactly
and then it
what
comes
I was
in.
Talking about. You got to put your own beats in there because you don't have the beats from the audience. This is the kind of thing that I find fascinating. We were talking about doing comedy over at the arena.
Oh, really?
And I was talking about how people have to alter their acts for larger venues. How do you know if you're doing well or if you're not doing well?
Based off of, I mean, in my head, it goes for like, really, the way I see comedy is like, I'm not trying to make one person laugh. It's like, I'm trying to sacrifice jokes into a void.
Right.
And then I get the gratification of them laughing at me. Right. But like in VR, it's weird because you have to wait so much longer. So yeah. Coming from traditional comedy and I like in real life, you don't have to wait for it. So you have the whole time to think about like, oh man, that didn't work. That didn't work.
Oh.
And then you get the laugh.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, so does it?
Was
are
that weird
you?
At
are
first?
You? Are
Because at first, we're like, "Oh my god, I'm fucking sucking," and then all of a sudden, you're like, "Oh, okay."
Yeah, I realized it because I would wait, and then I would start going, and I'd be like, "Wait a minute, they're laughing like right in the middle of my jokes."
Yeah,
this doesn't make sense. So you have to like give it like a pause, which feels like forever.
Why didn't fucking Pablo tell you about this?
Right?
What do you think, Pablo?
He wanted
you
to watch you suffer.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kyle.
Pablo set you up.
Kyle
He's like, first we're gonna make him a platypus, then they're gonna ruin his jokes by laughing in the middle.
I remember when, because this was all during the pandemic that all of this was happening. I remember Al Gonzalez telling me, dude, just get yourself a headset, blah 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 blah. You know, come chill with the Kyle Render's group and stuff. And I added all these people, and so I've been following all of them online this entire time. I feel like I know everybody, but I've never gone to. I think I watched one or some videos, but I never did one. And now I want to kind of.
It's
like,
fun.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it.
It's a really good time.
Get myself a headset.
You know, it almost sounds like something that I could do.
I know.
You know, because I wouldn't see those eyes looking at me or looking away.
And you
shame.
Don't know them. It's not like you're going to see them at the supermarket.
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, Jason, are you aware that platypus or platypi lay eggs?
They do.
Are you familiar with this?
I was unfamiliar with this.
Platypi.
You didn't know that a platypus is the only mammal that lays eggs?
No, I did
and
not.
And you're a stand-up platypus. I feel like you're not reaching the full potential of your dream.
Exactly.
Wes needs you to make some platypus-related jokes.
They're actually an enchinada.
Okay. Is that, were you trying to?
Enchidas.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go ahead and just whatever thought you were having right there. You had a stroke.
Well, I looked up platypuses because I wanted to see what was going on there.
And then you start talking about enchiritos. I don't know what just happened.
Okay, all kinds of things are happening right here. All right, let's take a little break from going at Jason proper, and let's look at a little material here, and you guys can help me go through it.
All righty.
Okay.
This is the kind of thing that we don't have time for on the show, but we do have time for on a podcast. 10 made-up societal rules that people think you should probably go away at this point.
Mm.
Okay, now some of these, I don't even know if they're a rule, but you guys can tell me that as well. Number one on the list, the no double texting rule. You shouldn't send two texts back to back.
Dude, I'd send like 15 back to back.
Yeah, I'll send like two or three, four.
I've never heard of this, have you?
No, I mean.
And I don't think it's rude.
I have had people get mad at me for the way that I text, but I think I'm always assuming that, number one, their phone is on silent. You know, because mine is. So if your phone is going ding, 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 and that's your problem, okay? Not mine.
Right, yeah. If you don't want to talk to me, don't wait for the second or third
and
answer.
I think my texts, I have some kind of comedic timing going on, so sometimes I need seven in a row.
Exactly.
I'm sorry.
But, you know, your whole timing's ruined by the time that they read them, though, because you don't know the beats that they're putting in there. So I'm just saying.
Well, you know
that.
What?
Just kind of spoiling it
thank
for you.
Thank you. Thanks. Thank you for that.
Number two on the list, respect your elders.
I believe
respect your elders. You believe it?
They got to.
You believe it or you believe it should go away?
I believe it should not go away.
I mean,
believe that it should go away. I believe that you should respect everybody, but fuck elders if they're assholes.
Well, I'm going to disrespect it. Yeah, Okay, yeah. See, we don't...
I don't think just because you're 70 that I need to, you know, treat you special.
No, well, it turns out that some people live to 70 and they've been a moron the whole time and they have not done dick for the world and they've been a piece of shit all along.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So why should I respect
but
you?
But I am going to be nice to them anyway.
Well, to start, yes.
You should do that to start, and Wes is pushing old people down the stairs.
All right, number three. Expecting people in food service to always be happy.
Oh,
let me tell you guys something here. I went to the warehouse club this past week again to pick up a 55-gallon barrel of ranch with a hand pump.
Why?
And
the warehouse club?
Yeah, you know, Sam's.
A 55-gallon.
The Sam's, dude. Yeah. Oh,
and there was a
with a pump
people,
on it.
I wish there was,
what?
I wish there was people at home that could see this. There was a young lady who was working one of those sample things, and she was sitting there like this. I mean, how would you describe that? Over there?
Looking bored because she works at the
looking
sample thing.
Looking incredibly bored and unhappy.
Yeah.
And it is burned into my mind how much this girl was hating life right then. Does it bother you if you go into a fast food place and they're not smiley with you?
As long as my food is good and they're not mean to me, I don't give a shit if they smile or not.
Exactly.
But as someone that also worked a lot in food service, I mean, if they were my employee, they better be fucking
smiling.
Isn't
it part of the job to greet the public
it is.
With a happy face?
Again, but I'm not their boss right now in this, you know. They just
in
make me,
scenario.
All they got to do is make me food unless they're working for me, and then they better be smiling.
What do you think, Jason?
See, okay, so I was in the service industry for a long time
as well.
Did you smile? Uh-huh. Oh, dude, no one wants to talk to the male waiters, dude. It's the greatest thing in the world. I had the greatest out ever. I would just be like, all right, cool, what's up? Yep, you need a beer? All right, see you later. Because no one wants to talk to me. Everyone's like, dude, go and get the girls. And I'm like, all right, dude. I don't want to talk to you either.
Well, that's why you shouldn't have applied at Hooters.
Right.
There you go. All right. Although I bet you could really fill out those orange shorts, mister.
Okay.
Yum, give me some.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Off the same list right here, should we ditch these things or not? That women should be polite to be considered ladylike.
I can't even believe you read that one. To be considered ladylike. Oh, fuck off. And men should you know what? If we're having to do that, then men are going to have to step the fuck up and do all that other shit they're supposed to do, that chivalrous shit.
I can chop some wood. I can let somebody in a car. I'll open a car door.
Wait, right now or?
You're going to open the can of pickles too?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay, so that one's pretty much out the
door.
Yeah,
no, women should just be able to do whatever the fuck they want.
Whew, tough one right here for you. This one we'll dissect. It should be acceptable to respectfully decline gifts. I do this with food, and I have a problem. Now, imagine if it's a gift.
I think that it's acceptable to respectfully decline money as the gift. If someone's trying to give you a big old sum of money and you don't want that, I think that's okay. But if they're just giving you a present...
Or it's just like if they go, let me pay for this ride or something, and you just like, no, it's okay, I got it, yeah, fine. What do you think, Jason? I mean, is it rude? That's the question here.
Do you turn down presents, Jason?
Me neither. No, never. See? Like, never. Like, you know what? F this.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure the only gifts he gets are like little nugs.
Hey.
Hey. He didn't deny
and
it.
And video games. And yeah.
All right, then. We're going to get to that here in a minute.
Well, I guess there are some times when someone's trying to give you something and it's uncomfortable. Well, like, maybe you're going to feel like you owe them. I don't know. It has to do with the person.
Yeah, and, like, the situation of the gift and everything.
If a creepy man I don't really know is trying to give me a bra, I'm going to say no.
But if said creepy man was offering you, like, a car, you're going to say yes.
I'm also going to say no.
You're going to say no? Are you sure?
Jason will take that, though. Take that by Jason's.
Let's take this down to a real world situation.
That was fucked up.
What if this Christmas? Uh-huh. What if this Christmas? What if I knew you a little bit less? What if the first Christmas we knew each other, I gave you a gift certificate for a pedicure? What would you have done?
I would have used it.
You probably would have used it.
As long as you weren't like, let me see your feet after your pedicure.
Or like, I can go with you.
Or as long as you weren't like, as long as you didn't hand it to me and go, you can have this, but you have to make your toenails purple. You know? I think I'd be like, oh, thanks.
Okay. All
right. I might be a little offended, though. I'd be like, God, was
you have to send me pics of the whole progress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. As long as that part didn't happen, I don't think.
All right, here you go. Here's another one right here. You can't eat in front of your friends unless they're eating too.
I just don't like to do that because it's awkward because they're staring at you like a dog.
Well, it's awkward because it's rude.
Right.
Or perceived as rude, and that's why it's on here and why we're discussing it.
It also depends on how close you are to them. If it's like your best friend, it doesn't fucking matter. But if you invite your buddies over to hang out right after they have dinner and you're just sitting there, I don't know.
Yeah, but I would probably say, I am sorry, I got to go get something to eat, and I would kind of sneak off to the kitchen. I don't know that I would sit there and just maw down in front of them.
I don't know.
What about you? What about you? You're more of a bachelor kind of guy. Does this thing happen?
Jason's like, I'll fucking eat around wherever.
I mean, most of the time my friends are like, dude, food? And I'm like, yeah, man.
he looks like this isn't even computing with
him. Yeah, he's like, no, I'm going to just
moving
eat
on.
It. Yeah.
Is it rude to read a book at a function or an event?
Yes, kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, I think that's very rude. That one should stick around.
A little bit, yeah.
All right. Is it acceptable or not acceptable to date your friend's ex?
It's got to be a lot of years in between.
Really?
Yeah. I think.
Why?
Because it has to be a whole lot of years, like 10 plus years. Your friend's got to be moved on and married and everything else before you do something like that.
You know, it's kind of weird about
this. That's what I would say.
I take it to a more biological level. Whenever you pass DNA to somebody, you'd be passing it right along to your friend. It would be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right. Well, Lubbock is small.
Yeah, dude, for real.
So it's going to happen anyways.
Everybody has slept with all their friends. That's what I'm saying. Everybody's friends have slept with all their friends. It's too late. You just take what you can get.
Welcome to Lubbock.
Two more for you right now.
All right.
Acceptable to no longer put a napkin on your lap when you're in a restaurant. Yeah. They're saying basically they just fall to the floor anyways most of the time.
Right.
What do you think? Yeah, I mean, because you went to manner school.
I know, we had to, I don't think I've done that in a very long time.
Yeah,
I don't
remember Jason, time. You do that at all?
When's the last time you did that?
When was the last time? Yeah, dude, like, when was the last time you even thought that
like
was a
8
thing?
8 years
dude,
old.
For real, at Cotillion?
Yeah, that's what I did. It was Cotillion. That was the last time. Did you go to Cotillion, too?
I did for like a week.
Yeah, see,
like, nah, not for me.
We're probably in there together.
What is going on? Why? How is he going to Cotillion?
Because our parents thought we were going to be something, Wes. Mm-hmm. They thought we didn't know how to hang out with the people that were doing shit, you know?
Are you serious? You went to Cotillion?
Yeah, for like a week. Yeah, it was great. Same with like Boy Scouts and
shit. Well, I thought Cotillion was a one-night dancing event.
Every month or every 2 weeks. I think I went every other week.
Okay.
I did it for like several years
ago. I had no idea what it was.
Dude, I got out
it
of that one.
It fucking sucked really
dude,
bad.
I bet.
It sucked bad.
Okay.
But it is kind of funny. Our parents thought we were going to be something.
This last one
jokes on that.
What did you wear, Jason? You wore that hoodie?
Wear a suit.
What?
Yeah, I wore this. I wore this exact hoodie.
No, we didn't. You wear a suit. You probably wore a little nerdy suit.
I did.
You had to sit boy, girl, boy, girl. Uh-huh. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was so embarrassing.
Did you get to make out with any girls at Cotillion?
Dude, I was like 9.
Everyone's hands were clammy.
Did you get to make out with any girls at Cotillion?
No, he didn't.
No.
We're all dancing to girls who wear Abercrombie and Fitch.
So 9 years old, they start this process.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What now is 9 the actual start number?
It might even be younger than that. They have Junior Cotillion.
Yeah.
You know,
9 isn't Junior Cotillion?
I mean, I think.
Maybe, yeah.
This is weird. This is like 9, those little kid beauty
I'm not
pageants.
Sure. Dude, it's weirder than a beauty pageant. I think it's...
Your parents go, okay, we're going to make you a little Mr. Man and teach you
and
how
they
to
drop you
treat
off.
The ladies.
It's very uncomfortable.
Well, that's the age where you should be pulling each other's hair, not dancing with each other.
Definitely can't do that there.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. How do we feel about blessing people when they sneeze?
I think that's just normal.
I think it's just manners and being polite, really.
Don't take offense when someone does it. They don't know you. No, they don't give a shit what you care think about.
I don't necessarily think about it that way. You know, at my house, we've changed it to several different things because I get tired of it. And I don't like the fact that also that it is a reflex response for most people.
Mm-hmm.
You are not imbuing me with the spirit of the Lord when I sneeze.
No, I think it's...
You're just saying words that you've said a million times.
Yeah, and the only reason people do it, they're just kind of like, I think that's them going, are you okay?
I feel like
I think that's pretty much what it is, right?
I feel like it should be the responsibility of the sneezer to say sorry.
To say sorry?
A lot of times they say excuse me.
Sorry,
yeah,
man.
Well, you're sending out the little snot droplets at 100 miles an hour.
I feel
like it's like, sneeze. Oops, sorry. You know, that's how I feel like the process should go.
Your sneezes are so loud and violent and out of nowhere and make me so, they make my skin crawl. They give me goosebumps. And I think that when you sneeze, you should have to give me $100 every time. That's what I think the proper etiquette. Sneezing etiquette for you should be.
All right. Okay. Let's get back to our guest, comedian Jason Emmel, who is doing a lot of his stuff online right now, which sounds really, really fun. Let's talk about video games proper. Chrissy said that you have a podcast. And tell everybody how it goes.
So what we like to do is we like to have a guest on. It's me and my co-host. His name's Cody. We have people on, and then they get to choose whatever game they want to play. Basically, I have like a library of video games.
Right.
And it's kind of like putting people in like a gauntlet in a way. And making them play while we like throw questions on it. You were on it.
Yeah, it's really fun.
Yeah, it's a fun time.
What game did you play?
I played Bubsy Bobcat. And I play Slime World.
Bubsy
Bobcat.
Those are two favorite games.
All right, very
kind of obscure,
popular
whatever.
Game
they were
right
cool
there.
Games.
Yeah. All right, Jason, here's the question.
What game
do you think I would select? You can base this on my age or what I look like or what I do or anything, because there is a definitive answer as to a game that I have played through to the end at least a dozen times. What do you think?
Can you give me a hint on what the game is?
I'll tell you that it's more recent and it's not retro. I won't say recent, but it is. You probably would look at me and say, he's playing Pong. But no, it's much more recent than that.
I was going to say like Galaxian is what I was going to say. Or like Arkanoid.
God.
Yeah, see?
God. Okay.
Now, but I'm gonna guess since I know your background in horror and everything, I would say you probably played like Resident Evil or something like that.
No. Now, if I was playing a console game and you had retro games, my favorite of all time was Robotron.
Oh yeah.
Do you know that one with the dual joysticks?
Robotron.
Yeah, basically the robot swarms you and you had to get them down. Okay, but that doesn't matter. But actually, if you said I need you to play a game that's somewhat from this century or something, the game that I played more than anything else are the two South Park games.
Yeah,
dude,
the set
bit, you like that?
He loves them.
The Stick of Truth.
I have played.
Oh, dude, I love that game and the Fractured Butthole. That's so good.
I hated the.
Did you play Snow Day?
I have not played Snow Day.
Snow Day is good. It's kind of short lived though because it's more like. Do you remember Gauntlet Legends?
Do I look like I remember Gauntlet Legends?
Yeah, you do.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about. Oh. No. You know, I hated the change in gameplay initially, but that gameplay mechanics of trying to control your farts in Stick of Truth was terrible. So I was just glad to have that gone for Fractured Butthole.
All right.
Yeah, that's a good one. I wish that they would make a third in that series. Have you played the add-on levels to that?
To the Fractured Bubble?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I have not.
There's a Casa Bonita, which is awesome. And that's where you meet up with all the goth kids, and you actually can get Henrietta as a bonus character, who I love. Great, great skills on her. And then there's this area where you go to a, what is the camp that Timmy goes to? Oh, Camp Tardy Caca.
Yeah.
And you fight...
Mimsy
and what's his name? Yeah, and they've got a chainsaw and stuff. So, yeah.
So what did you put as your weakness?
You know, the last time I played, I made my weakness old people.
Oh, yeah.
The last time. But, yeah, I am just such a big fan. I've played it through so many times, and I've played the different... played on Cartman's team and played on Stan's team and all of that. And... I just love it, and the jokes still crack me up.
So good.
You know, and it's just so well written.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I play a little Batman. But
oh, nice.
I did not like the game where you got the Batmobile. I don't like driving in games. In fact, I thought that I was going to love Red Dead Redemption, but I hate the horse riding so much.
Did you seem like someone that would like to play Grand Theft Auto. Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, did you play GTA?
I only lasted about 10 or 15 minutes. Really? It was so advanced for me that I didn't mess with it.
It has a lot. There's a lot going on.
I am leaving out a big thing right now. A big thing. If you were going to put me on the desert island with something, it would be the Command and Conquer series.
Oh, you play CNC.
I am playing CNC Tiberian Alliances right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I'm a level 20.
Okay.
Yeah,
let's go.
So there you go. All
right. That's getting nerdy.
Oh, yeah. I got very, very nerdy there for a minute,
okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, what else is going on? Chrissy, tell everybody about your comedy show coming up.
Oh, yeah. I've got a show coming up with my friend AJ DeMello from Austin. It's on April 26th over at Jake's Back Room. It's going to be fun.
I noticed he is also a bald man with a pudding ring. So I'm thinking that there's some.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
what you call this, is
okay.
a pudding ring.
Wow.
So I feel like
it's
there's
a
some.
Pudding ring? Oh, I got to shave my pudding ring.
Yeah. I don't like that. Ooh. I don't like that.
You know, I feel like that would be a different thing if a woman said that.
Yeah. Right? All of that. I don't like that. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. AJ DeMello over at Jake's.
And then, of course,
tickets available yet?
I don't know if we're going to sell them online or if we're just going to have them all at the door. I'm not sure yet. Okay. I have not put a website up on there. But we'll
all see. Right. Now, Jason, what if somebody wanted to actually join in what you do? What's the easiest way to tell them to get to your whole virtual world?
Okay, so the easiest way to do it is that there's an application that you can get on either your PC or your VR headset, and it's called VR Chat. And then you're going to need to look for a comedy club called Failed to Render. They do open mics every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and then they have catered shows where they actually put together 10-minute sets, usually about 4 comedians, and they do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Right. Mm-hmm. What else do you do with your little VR headsets? A lot of masturbation?
Haven't done that. Dude, I don't think that I could do that, really, because I couldn't handle, like, the post-nut clarity of looking at my dog, and she's like, hey, man, we need to talk about what you did. You know what I mean? And then, like, another thing I was thinking about with that if you want to go down this rabbit hole,
God.
Dude, you're welcome. another thing that I thought is because, like, you know how the delay in the voice is so real? I wonder if, like, that's the same, like, the latency delay whenever you nut, you know? Like, it's like post-gratification and shit, dude. Like,
oh,
holy shit,
my
man.
God.
Oh, this is awesome.
Get me out of this room.
This is amazing. Well, are there cool games, though?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of cool games. One of the games that, I've played a couple times is Half-Life.
I know Half-Life, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They made like a prequel in between the first and the second one, and that's on VR.
I was, back in the day, a big fan of Duke Nukem.
Oh, yeah. I love Duke Nukem.
Because it was like Doom to the 10th power with some comedy in it. Is there anything like that out there?
Oh, everything's
probably,
out there, man.
Yeah.
Right? Uh-huh. So some first-person shooters
and
VR.
I think me and Wes are going to have to get VR headsets.
Yeah.
Right.
I can show you all around.
Okay, that sounds like some fun stuff.
Have to do that.
All right, Jason Emmel. Jason, thank you so much for dropping by today. This has been very fun. Taking a moment to think about you masturbating with glasses on. So
okay, and on that note,
so
this is Rock Show Backstage.
Okay then.